Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Steve.
What?
There's a story out about some of the stupid things, 10 strange things parents have done because they're sleep deprived. And one of the first things that you said was like,
"What? That doesn't happen. Sounds like these people are on drugs."
Like, you literally, you said it all like that. I'm like, it's got to be Ambien. Have you never, I know you've been sleep deprived because of drugs, but I don't think you understand what baby brain is like.
Question.
I swear, because the way you're saying it right you're trying to get me angry.
I'm just curious.
Question. So you've got your little smoking gun you're going to throw down. Go ahead, sir.
I was just curious. How often do newborn babies, newborn sleep? I was told like 20 hours in a day, roughly.
Oh, my God. No, they don't.
So how does the parents get all sleep deprived if the baby sleeps the majority?
Okay. So what we want you to do is start calling with the weirdest thing you did while you were sleep deprived. Now, it can be because you were staying up and cramming for finals or whatever. That'd be fine. But what I really want to prove to Steve is that sleep deprivation, when it comes to being a new parent, both for fathers and mothers, I think mothers go through it harder because they have to get up and breastfeed or whatever often than not, is a real thing, and you do real stupid stuff. For your little observation of like, don't they sleep for like 20 hours? Sure, maybe, kind of, no, but not in a row. Let me just say this. Steve, at any given moment, this is something not a lot of people know about you. You're ready to take a nap.
Okay.
I asked you to step off your chair and go over and lay on the red couch in the studio,
I could probably zonk out for a little
while. You'd be out in like, I give it 3 minutes.
I'm never sleep deprived. I get plenty of sleep. I'm like a parent. I should get plenty of sleep.
So I just want you to just put yourself in that relaxing place.
Okay.
Kind of close your eyes. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Okay. You relaxed?
Oh, I'd have the monitor off, actually. You turn the baby monitor on.
God.
You just wrecked my sleep.
There it is. Damn you. You know that's why they made the Never Shake a Baby commercials? Because you're so sleep deprived that you're just like, please stop. Like, it's like your washing machine keeps buzzing and you're like, you go over to it and you hit the off button. It's like, please stop. And you're like doing everything you know. And then eventually you just grab it and you go, stop shaking.
Oh,
and that's,
okay.
That's why the Never Shake a Baby campaign was one of what, like, I thought it was brilliant, because parents, you would never want to hurt the most precious thing in the world, but you're losing your crap to the point that here's number one on the list. Tried to wash clothes in the toilet. That's something somebody did.
Nobody does that.
That's what I'm saying. You don't believe it, but people
that get too much sleep do these things.
No, that's not true.
I think parents are getting way too much sleep. That's the problem. And you know what? That baby sounds.
You know what you're doing right now?
I'm not doing anything.
You're trying to get people mad.
I'm not doing. I know.
If you're not trying, you're succeeding.
I'm just making observations.
Okay, so parents get too much sleep.
Yeah, that's why you're washing clothes in a toilet.
Because you've just lost your mind. You don't understand it, but you've lost. I lost my mind, and I wasn't even getting up for every feeding. But you still wake up. The monitor's going off, and you're like, "Is she gonna get it?" So you're never fully in REM for months.
Why? Well, you brought that on yourselves. I don't know what to tell you, parents. I mean, I'm trying to help.
No, you're trying to incite
violence.
You're
refusing my help here.
Do you want someone to walk you to your car tonight? Because Angry Mob Moms.
Angry Mob Moms.
Also a great band name.
Oh, yeah, that is true. They're going to be waiting for them with their babies.
Yes.
Nick.
You couldn't handle it for 2 days.
You know what, that baby that you just played?
Yep.
That's a happy baby. So I don't need to get up. It's happy. It doesn't need anything. You could tell it's not a needy.
I will say that's not a super cry.
It's not a needy cry. That's just, it's a baby cry. Babies cry. That doesn't mean they have to get up and go tend to them. They don't need everything. You can still sleep.
Somebody else
wrote. They'll go back to sleep.
And I did this one with my son. Somebody else wrote on the sleep deprivation. And we want what did you do while you're sleep deprived? Somebody said, I was so tired, I forgot our son's name. I gestured to the monitor and asked my husband, how's what's his face doing?
Come on.
That's what they wrote.
Wait a second. Yep. You forget the name of your...
Yes.
How do you do that?
Because you've lost your crap, dude.
Because you're sleeping too much. Get out of bed. No, get up.
You're constantly... I just remember the baby, it's going off and it's like... Because at the time we had two kids and so Noah was down and I couldn't think of his name and I'm like... What's the other one doing?
That other...
The first one. The boy. The one that's not crying. What's that one doing? What can I... Ah.
Wow.
Okay, some of the other things. Started cooking dinner at breakfast time. You start losing... It's like being in Vegas, man. It's that sleep deprivation where you don't know what time it is. So it's like, man, should we all go get breakfast? I don't know. And you walk outside and it's pitch black. And you're like, whoa!
Wow.
What day is it? Like, you wake up and you're like, okay. And you're like...
Making, you know what? Just sleep more. I mean... Come on. Well, I don't know how else to tell you guys. It's just slumber deeper, more often. Yep. Here to help. I think I helped. I'm a good helper.
So the Slacker and Steve Facebook page is where we want you guys to realign and figure out how the angry mob moms can get
angry
together.
Angry mob moms again.
I will tell you which side of the building he's parked on.
No way.
I'll give you the license number of his red Jeep.
Okay. Now the angry mob moms are coming.
Here's the good news for you.
Get some sleep, moms, before you come over.
You know what's awesome?
What?
Somebody else drive. Two other people who work in this building.
They drive the exact same car. Jeep. You're right.
So you got a good shot of not getting hurt.
Bring it, angry mob bombs.
If I were you, I would sprint to my car later on tonight.
Yeah, they can't catch me.
You're right. Because they're sleep deprived. All right, we're going to keep going through our list of what stupid things you've done while sleep deprived.
I'm refreshed after reading this list. I feel good.
It's like you want to get hurt.
I'm just, what?
Do you remember that day when we were talking about the Sons of Silence?
Oh, that...
Don't do it. And you started doing the thing, you're like, what? Mind your voices. And you got,
okay,
and
I
you
didn't
just
say
kept
that.
Saying you're, stuff like that.
You're putting
you
words.
Said a bunch of stuff that was inflammatory, and I was like, please stop. And you wouldn't stop because you're like, what? Are they like the guys on that show? The whatever. And it was like, please stop. I'm begging you to stop. Like, I feel
that the angry mom are worse than.
Absolutely.
They're going to be.
I believe the Sons of Silence are probably scared crapless of angry mob mom. And if you're SOS and you're mad at me for saying that, why don't you meet the mob moms for a little
the
rumble?
AMMs joining up with the yes, SOS.
It's just be a.
Wow.
There's rumble in Brighton tonight.
I like how you put it in Brighton.
Well, that's actually a song.
Oh, I thought that's.
There is, but if
it places,
was,
best
if
place
it was
to
happen, it'd probably be Brighton. Or Commerce City.
That's you.
I sort of live in both, so just stop with your angry letters. All right. If you've done something ridiculous under the influences of sleep deprivation, we want to talk to you. Hi, Jennifer.
Yay.
Sleep deprivation.
Yes, I'm a working mom, and with my first son, I had picked up my son's toy cell phone to hand to him as I was walking out the door, and then I was going to pick up my phone, but instead I left my phone at home and took his cell phone.
Yep.
And my
sounds exactly right. You get home, you got a little Fisher-Price thing with Bob the Builder on it, and you're like, crap!
Meanwhile, the kid's on level 80 on whatever.
Yes, on Fortnite. He's like, Mom, I got you through that tough level on PUBG.
Exactly.
Nice, Jennifer.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Wow. Appreciate it. Nora.
Yay.
Sleep deprivation. What happened to you?
I was getting ready for work, got everything in the car. Drove away, left my baby in the hallway.
In the hallway.
You just set it down like you're trying to, because you got your purse and your phone and your all your crap, and you just set that big old baby carrier down.
Stuff, yep. The diaper bag.
Yep.
And forgot the baby.
Yep.
You're really good today. You're being quiet today.
Gee, who's
there?
A quiet baby?
Who's the nice, beautiful baby?
I was like, you're so quiet. And I looked around, and he wasn't there.
I didn't Benadryl you today, so why are you being so quiet?
Oh, my God. So you had to go back? It was other people in your complex going...
No, thank God. No, I lived in a house, so he was, like, in the hallway of the house.
Nice.
But still, I had to go back, and he was happy. Looked up at me, smiled. Thank God I have
a... Hey, Mom.
Hey.
It's awesome that you forgot me. I'm going to remember this when I'm looking to buy a car when I'm 16 and go, remember how you did that thing when I...
forgot me.
Debbie...
Yay.
Sleep deprivation. What did it do to you?
My daughter was born. I worked in an office, and I would go to work at 9:30. And one morning I got up, fed the baby, and then went to work at 3:30 in the morning during my maternity leave.
Wait, so you're...
Oh!
How come it's still dark around here?
So it was pitch black, and I just got dressed and got in the car and went to work.
But wait, I'm maternity leave. That means I don't
and they're
need
like,
to
what? Hey, what are you doing here? B, we're not here. We saw you on security cam.
I had a month and a half left in my maternity leave.
Yeah. Oh, Debbie, that sucks.
That's sad. But you got a little time away from the baby, though, didn't you?
I did, yes.
That's really what you were doing it for. Wow. It wasn't baby brain
That's
as much
true.
As it was.
Sure.
Woo, do I need a break? Thank you, Debbie. Alicia.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Sleep deprivation proved to Steve it's real.
Okay.
Yeah. So when my baby was just born, he was about 6 months, I picked up and coddled and bottle solid our miniature pig Huggle.
Okay, wait a second.
And you thought it was your baby?
You confused your baby with a...
I confused my baby with our miniature pig.
A piglet.
Yes.
Some swine.
Quick question.
Yes?
How ugly is your baby?
They were both bald at the time.
Well, that narrows it down.
Right.
I'll just pick up any old bald thing. You could have been nursing me, and it was like, slacker! Damn you!
The pig's all healthy and huge, and the baby's like all withered. And
oh, man. Eating apple cores and stuff on the ground. but
that's
it's real.
Fun, yeah.
Thank you for the call, Alicia. Rebecca.
Yay.
Sleep deprived.
Steve definitely needs an escort to his car later.
He does. He's made some people very upset.
Why?
I'm a mom. I'll tell you. You need it. But my story is actually from college. I had a girlfriend who worked for a dentist office, hooked me up with some really potent high-grade bleach. And I decided to try it out one night.
Oh, to bleach your teeth?
Oh, that hurts. It's supposed to make them sore.
You're only supposed to leave in there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I passed out, and I had it for about 5 hours.
Oh, God!
Oh, that hurts.
Woke up to excruciating pain. My gums were bleached and had to go to the dentist, and it took 10 injections of Novocaine before the pain
10!
But you could
but
see your teeth from
beautiful.
Space.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, on the plus side, you're like,
they're wonderful.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.